Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Let's go with another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. My next guest is not necessarily entrenched all the way into the cannabis industry. He is making his inroads into it. That's all we're going to say about that. And it's an interesting aspect of what we're going to bring for this episode because of the fact that, you know, we don't get a chance to talk to a lot of people that are kind of still fresh an oversight mode, looking into the industry from the outside. But it's a very interesting conversation we're going to have. My next guest is an entrepreneur, international speaker, and world expert in digital marketing and affiliate marketing, helping entrepreneurs and business owners worldwide to grow their businesses using the power of the internet. He is the CEO of Morning Dough, like the bread, but more like Morning Dough, like the money. Itai Paz is joining us here on Blunt Business. Itai, joining us from Israel. How are you, my friend? Shalom.
Shalom. Hey, thank you for having me, George. I appreciate you having me as a guest.
Absolutely. So we know each other going back over a decade. And you were hosting an affiliate conference in Israel called Affilicon. And as we know, Israel has a very active cannabis market and a lot of research is being conducted. So talk to me about, you know, in the fact that, you know, in your newsletter, in your publication, morningdough.com, and the conference that you hold, which was originally a Affilicon, and now you run another one called, it's called a DMI Expo, you are incorporating cannabis into the digital marketing ecosystem of, you know, the people that you have that might be speaking or into the education. Talk to me about this new entry.
Okay, so like you said, I started my way, way back, and we know each other like a decade. I started over two decades ago. And through the years, you see different new verticals or industries emerging into the market, and some of them more interesting, some of them less. But in the past few years, I think the one which is most interesting for many is the cannabis industry. It's still some people not sure what to do, and I'm still not there, but as a digital marketer, someone who's been here for so long, we know that this is probably a great opportunity to make money online. So this is something definitely we're looking for, especially when Israel itself, and I don't know the actual cannabis industry in Israel, not the using, but there are lots of technologies. Big companies are developing interesting products and exporting. So Israel itself is becoming some kind of, I would say, an empire in cannabis, like in many other industries. And that's why when we were in DMI Expo, we started to have some sessions about cannabis. And
we're going to talk about that coming back to the break. I want to ask you specifically about that. But what I want to ask you then is, coming from the tech community, because as a bit of a background for myself, as everybody knows, you know, the CannabisRadio.com is a network that was kind of a spinoff of a network that we already still have that is existing called WMR.FM, originally called Webmaster Radio. No hiding about that. But the thing was that, much like other tech entrepreneurs we've known in the industry, like yourself, Itai, we've had other people, you know, that have come in from the tech industry and have made their way into cannabis. And obviously, there's always been the time where people from Silicon Valley, some people might say, well, we're going to delve ourselves into this new niche, this new fringe area that might be in there. Again, adult internet was a very popular thing 15 years ago. I mean, well, it was on the way out 15 years ago, but there was a time it was that. Because people could find their money to make money wherever they want. And affiliate marketing, for all of us know, you know, they also, in the same way, the same idea where affiliate marketing we're talking about, if you do not know what we're talking about, it's really where you're marketing and selling other people's products. receiving a revenue share. So if you're an authorized retailer of a T-Mobile, you know, and you're a store that's not a corporately owned, but you're able to go and sell their products, you sell their products and you receive a share of what you sell for them because you're selling it for them, just to keep that idea. You and Ty, you tell me know if I'm kind of confusing anybody there, but my point is that the people that you have coming to your conferences and yourself, you're looking at this industry on the way, looking in as a money opportunity, as a profitable opportunity, which some people might look down upon. But talk to me about what some of the people that go to your conferences and people in your circles are saying about the industry and the idea of wanting to invest.
Okay, so the idea behind it, the people from the tech industry, I'm not talking about the actual, it's more the ad tech or the advertising technologies versus the technology themselves, we're looking as opportunity in terms of we know how to reach the audience. We know how to get to them. We have experience of X amount of years and how we can actually take whatever we learned, whatever we, our experience from before and utilize it to the industry. You mentioned affiliate marketing, for example. So there, it's the market is still early. There are not too many affiliate programs, meaning companies or online stores that offer the opportunity to promote them and pay commission based on results, on purchases. And as it evolves, it's very interesting for entrepreneurs online to come and say, okay, so that's a niche that it's billions of dollars are there that marketeers can take and utilize.
Now,
so they
don't need to be in... Do you think the affiliate marketing, the affiliate programs have not taken off because there has to be a legalization effort so that there's the real interstate commerce that's coming in, especially in the U.S.? Is that something that needs to be waited upon?
Absolutely. I think it's part of the legal issues, regulations, until it will be very ordered exactly what's going to happen. Only at that point, it will be able to burst out because then you can work with affiliates that do and promote and send you traffic. We need to remember it's a global, it's even in the U.S. as a global market itself, marketeer can bring a store, an online store or any store, customers from anywhere in the States. But the question is it allowed? Which for now, I think it's limited depending which state and what you do and what you're selling. So it's not there yet, but in the local market, it's still doable. It's very attractive to marketeers. But the only reason people are, I think, are still looking, and even us, it's the scalability. Once you do it, here's the thing. If I do affiliate marketing, digital marketing on cannabis, I don't want to do it just in a certain, in Denver, Colorado. It's the same marketing doing all over the States. So I need a broader market. And I think once the market will evolve there due to legal things and regulations, marketeers will like be all over that.
Micro-targeting is not the way to go. You have to wait for it for the full market to be able to be traded upon. I can imagine. Okay. Now, one of our previous guests here is the host of our show, The Green Peak, Richard Zwicky, who came from tech. I don't know if you're familiar with Richard. Originally founded the company Inquisit back in, I think 2005, 2006, or even before that, for what I know. And the thing was, when I spoke with him, he actually talked about the fact also that when it comes to, you know, the tech industry coming into the cannabis industry, it's also there's a lot of need for technology, a lot of need for analytics, a lot of need for better platforms, because the platforms that are out there now, you know, it really needs an infusion of more people from tech to come in to help the cannabis industry out. How do you feel about the level of products and technologies that are out there?
Well, I think it has to evolve and has to adjust. First of all, the technology is changing all the time and evolving, both in the sides of the productions and the products itself and in digital marketing and ad tech and the opportunities to reach the audience. The merge of these two will create a massive growth in the market. And that's why I can tell for sure, if you're into cannabis business, this, and even if you're not marketing right now or you're marketing to to your really local market, or you're still in the development stage of the products, I would definitely tell you this is a time to think about building your marketing platform, building your potential client database. It's very easy to get people that are interested. So once you're out, all you need to do is say, hey, you're in my community. Here are our products. And instantly, you can start generating money right away. And that's part of the strategy of taking whatever products you have or you're planning to have with the technologies you have and the technology of advertising online.
In Morning Dough's last newsletter of 2020, December 31st, it read, quote, "To say that COVID-19 has dominated the past year would be an understatement, as we have seen the pandemic cause a reorientation in how we interact with businesses, each other, and the world around us. It's accelerated many trends in businesses, from e-commerce to digital payments, and by several years, in a matter of months," right? So it's a shortened amount of time. "The cannabis industry is no exception." Please expand on that for me, Itai.
Wow, so the COVID is really changed all markets, the consumer behavior, the way consumer consume products, buy products online or offline, the financial side of the people, right? Some people lost their jobs. I think the market has changed completely. It will take years and years before it will have something we can call normal. And by then, I think the online will thrive. People will keep on going to the online versus offline, and that's something people need to understand. Audience, the consumer changed its like perspective of purchasing online, the way they behave. They're more indoors, and it's not necessarily just in the US, it's worldwide. And like Israel just went out or going out of the third lockdown. Mm-hmm. Some countries are just in the middle, and there will be more. There are more mutations, things happen. So all the entrepreneurs, all the people in the industry needs to understand how to take their businesses and elevate them and adjust them to the market. That means people are at home for a long time. How can you reach them? How can you build right. products that are good to people at home? Because people are staying at home.
So depressed. You believe definitely that because of the talk from the CDC and other the World Health Organization, that there could be other mutations, variants of the coronavirus, that we will have continued issues where we're going to have this environment that's going to create more of a need for better delivery. Or I mean, see, when you hear, you know, the Grubhubs or the Ubers or the Lyfts or the DoorDashes of the world, and the way that, you know, products are being sent door to door, you know, from a store to door, that would that be the area you think that some of the technology, the tech types need to be focusing on more, is to try to help add more to the technology there, create better technology for industries like that?
Absolutely. I actually just read yesterday that Amazon invested about, I think it was $51 billion to be able to have a one-day shipping as a standard. And think about the number, $51 billion. And on top of that, I'll add that now they're talking about, you know, and it's really related to cannabis, it's the crypto. So Bitcoin, Elon Musk invested money, you know, in crypto, and they're talking about the next thing will be other companies like Apple, and now iPhone. You can pay with your iPhone with Bitcoin. It was just released, I think, yesterday or last night, and that means if you're looking at the cannabis, it's not far away where you can actually buy on Amazon cannabis products. Think about it. It's like, who would have thought that Bitcoin will be something that public companies can actually, like Apple will enable to buy or use or whatever it is. So it's just a matter of time where cannabis will be a product that you can buy on any online stores. Now, going back to the beginning of that, the fact is that you need to adjust to the market. Yes, you need to be able to get to the clients, to serve his needs, to understand, to listen to the audience. You can use social media. You can use many different options online in order to understand your client and serve them the best. You definitely need to invest money in that. That's the key, because eventually, and I don't know all the products in cannabis, but people buy from the person who does the best marketing. Always. If you do the best marketing and you're in front of the audience, people will buy from you. So that's the key. You serve, giving the best service, have great product, and be in front of the client.
So let's go ahead and take a real quick commercial break. Itai Paz, CEO of Morning Dough, is joining me here on the program and also is the organizer of the DMI Expo Digital and Affiliate Conference, which we'll go ahead and talk about that. And one of his featured sessions where we did, his congregation got to go ahead and hear about the area of cannabis. We're going to talk about that after a short break. Stay with us, folks. Welcome back. I'm here with Atai Paz, CEO of Morning Dough, D-O-U-G-H, and that's morningdough.com. In June 2019, Atai, you hosted a session on digital marketing and cannabis at the DMI Expo Digital and Affiliate Conference, which you hold in Israel, which is the conference you now host as we speak. When describing the panel, quote, you wrote, cannabis holds an interesting gray space in the market right now. In some places it is legal, but in other places it's still not legal. As such a digital marketer, how do you advertise your cannabis products? Digital marketing and cannabis have an interesting relationship. As stated before, cannabis is not legal everywhere. In addition, if you want to advertise online, there are a few big players in the game, namely Google and Facebook, that will not let you directly advertise cannabis on these platforms. With such a big handicap as a digital marketer, what are you supposed to do? What have you learned since that panel, Atai, as what you can do from an overall paid or organic perspective? What are some of the things that some workarounds that people will be able to go and learn or find out so that you can effectively use the kind of marketing tactics that you have?
Okay, so one of the best way, if you can do what we call mainstream advertising, Google, Facebook, which, like I said, eventually you will be able, you can, one, go and use alternative platforms. And there are alternative platforms. They're not as big as Google and Facebook. Their reach could be limited, but still available. And you can approach the market and clients, fund clients through that. And the second thing is content marketing and SEO. Why? Because when you do content marketing, no one, as long as you write, you know, legal stuff, there's no problem to write content. No one can say, don't write it. And the search engines, leading, of course, by Google and then Bing, are still, they are definitely going to send you traffic. They don't care if they don't allow you to advertise. It doesn't mean they can't really search, put it in the search engine results. And the key to get clients today is, on the cannabis industry or any industry for that matter that is limited in advertising, that is go through SEO and content marketing. Write articles, videos, audio, podcast, all the forms, all the availability you can do with content. That's the key to succeed in these days in cannabis.
Now, one of the things I want to ask is, is being part of the options?
Sorry, please.
Bing search. Was that an option to go with as an alternative search platform or no?
I apologize again. Again, if being in search, you mean writing content and being search engine?
Well, I meant the Bing search engine.
At the Bing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's take 10 seconds. I'll ask the question again. Okay.
I apologize.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
I hope you didn't forget about us because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
So I wanted to find out what search platforms might be out there for people to use that might be a little more accessible or a little more friendly, I guess you could say. Would it be Microsoft's Bing search platform? Would that be helpful? Are there any others that you can make me recommend? Would a DuckDuckGo do anything that would be very effective?
So when you do SEO or content writing, it doesn't really matter what platform you're writing because eventually the search engines are scanning your website.
Well, I meant advertising.
Once you go to the paid one, so Google, of course, doesn't allow. I know that Bing doesn't allow it yet as well.
Okay.
But Microsoft is investing a lot of money in Bing. it's definitely something that a platform that is competing with Google and will grow more and more. And like I said, you need to keep on tracking. Once they open it, you should be there. It's not there. So there's no like big platform. No, not Google, no Bing, and no other big options for that, unfortunately, yet.
Now, another thing, and I talked about this with another guest named Jeremy Burke, who is a cannabis reporter for Insider.com. One of the things I asked about him was the fact that in so many stories we see, and so many people that do write content regarding cannabis, that the term marijuana is still very much used because it's still such a strong term and it's still such a strong keyword. So other things like if you're calling adult use cannabis, refer to it as recreational. Some older terms are still being used effectively in the space. Why is that? I mean, how come it is something where, you know, if we're trying to go and use the word cannabis more into what the industry's doing, into what our products are, everything in general, why is it that keyword's not coming out as effective as would be marijuana?
Well, you know, it's a form of people. It's the consumer behavior, the minds of the people. I think way in the back, everyone knew what's marijuana, not what cannabis is. This is a term that is newer, but over time you'll start to see more and more usage of that. And that's why when you use content marketing, it's actually great, because yes, there are less searches, okay, people searching for the term cannabis versus marijuana, but it's easier to get ranked higher in cannabis keywords. And over time, as the searches are growing through cannabis, you can actually get, you know, more share. But I would definitely use both. There's writing content, a page, it's not a big deal, right? If you know how to write it or you have someone to write it. So you can use both in different, obviously, articles and focus either cannabis or marijuana, but I would definitely use both for SEO.
Now, also, there are alternatives that allow you to bypass the rules of Google and Facebook. It's important to understand, firstly, that digital marketing for cannabis is not really any different than digital marketing for any other product or service, which makes point that. You need to practice good SEO. We know about that, search engine optimization techniques. If you don't, it does not matter what you are advertising. You're bound to fail. So we also know the same issue goes where, again, Facebook, you know, they don't allow the advertising for what they have. But there's other social media outlets. And at this point, what's the best social media approach for those that you would recommend for social marketing in the cannabis sector?
So first of all, you know, there are many ways to bypass. So even on Facebook, as a social media, even on advertising on Google, you can find ways to advertise. So you can actually like bypass them with their rules themselves. Let's say, for example, so you need to think about your audience and what they're looking for, and then you can actually create advertising to either related products or near products. And then you create the same, once you get the client or you get the audience, then you can offer them the cannabis. That's no problem, right? So for example, let's say, I don't know, what's related to cannabis. Let's say it's, a light, okay, a lighter. Just for example, I'm not saying it is, but just for example. So if I now start to create a lighter community or lighter advertising, and I get traffic for lighters, and then there I can actually offer them the cannabis. So again, it's not like 100% of the people who look for lighters are actually relevant to cannabis, but that was just an example to show
a relatable product.
People, yeah, exactly. People in the cannabis know exactly, maybe have their like ding ding ding, they know exactly what are the products related.
Yeah,
but that's exactly what you need to think. It's like, and that's bypassing, so you can still get the same audience you want or similar audience very close by. Some of them will be included, but it's legal to do it on Google, Facebook, Bing, and all the rest of the search engines. Absolutely, that's the best way to do that. In terms of going to buy advertising, so all you need to do is just go, and there are lots of ad networks, which are like, for that matter, Google, and which you can just go and find and just put ads. They don't limit you. Most of them are like open, especially the ones that are not like within the US directly, the ones that work, they have no issue with that. So just, you know, if you're looking for, you know, some examples, so you can find, like, if it's mobile, you can go to InMobi and you can use AdRover, Rocket Fuel. There's so many options, advertising.com, AdKnowledge, EPOM. There are, you know, enormous amount of platforms which can drive you traffic to cannabis, definitely.
And with that said, we're talking about that you need to find products that are kind of give you the gateway that will lead you in to a cannabis related product. So if it's just some kind of accessories that might not have the plant inside it, it might be things that you might use to consume the plant, but it's not going to be anything that is the plant. And that's where Google or Facebook and other browsers or social media platforms or search engines will have an issue with.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back with another, with more after a quick break. And I want to go and ask you about the conference because you're going to be hosting your conference in Israel. And I want to just get some background on that. We'll go and wrap things up here with Atai Pa, CEO of Morning Dough here on Bump Business. Stay with us.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with final questions with Atai Pa, CEO of Morning Dough here on Blunt Business. So I'm going to direct people to the website, morningdough.com. We didn't get a chance to talk too much about that, but again, it's a great news aggregator. Talk to me more about what you're doing there at Morning Dough.
So the Morning Dough, you were mentioning earlier, the VMI Expo. So we're running a huge international conference for digital marketing and affiliate marketing based in Israel. And due to the COVID, basically, there are no events, no nothing. And, you know, our passion is always the email marketing. We know that people are searching for information. I read a lot, and our time is limited all the time, and information is, there's overflow of information. So the Morning Dough was built to actually, we curate, we call it online marketing curated by human. So we go over thousands of different titles, news, content published every day. And we select the top 20 and we send them to our audience. It's basically simple 20 lines. That's it. No fluffing, no nothing. 20 lines with the top news of the day that can help marketeers, business owners, digital marketers to take their business to the next level. Know what's happening all the time. It takes them 2 minutes and that's the model. It's very powerful. We get rave reviews just because the model is so simple. Yet very intensive and very clear for everyone. You don't need to do anything. Just read it and you're good to go.
And now talk to me about the conference itself, the DMI Expo Digital and Affiliate Conference in Tel Aviv. So will this be an in-person event? It's going to be held November 7th and 8th, 2021. And the website is dmiexpo.com. Fill us in on what's going to be happening with the conference. What are you planning to go and do? This is obviously the first kind of event right here. I'm guessing you might have done virtual events since. So what are we expecting? What details can you give me? I know it's kind of premature, but what kind of details can you give us about this event?
Yeah, so we're starting to build the concept of the event in 2021. The idea behind it is definitely the changes in the market, things that happened due to the pandemic, how the consumer is behaving, how you can adjust your marketing to the next few years as the market shifts and changes, what will happen, to get more predictions and trends and how we can deal with them. And definitely we're going to also add the cannabis because things are, since 2019. It's almost 2 years later. Things have changed, and we definitely going to go deeper into that in the perspective of marketing, and finding how the digital digital marketing can actually help this industry to grow really fast. That's our goal for this this time for this DMI Expo. It's like I said, it's in November. Hopefully we can have them depending on what's going on in the world, but it's an international event, so we drive people from all over the world. It's not just local Israeli market.
So now, question is, I mean, the actual show itself, it will be physically in a venue, and you'll have it, obviously with all the different parameters and cautions in place, but is the plan to have it be an in-person event?
Yes, it is an in-person event. I am a big believer in personal connections. It's nice online, and people do understand now that you can do lots of things online versus doing things offline because of the limitations.
Yeah.
But this is what we thrive, because we want to have people in the same room, making business, learning, helping each other, and making connections for the future.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you making time to talk to us. I know this is a much different conversation than our audience is normally accustomed to. But again, it was to get that outside perspective. And when you look at it, what do you say to people that talk to you as we wrap things up about how you might, is there any kind of pushback on the fact you might put some education up there? Say if you, I don't know if you would increase and encourage any more people from the industry to go ahead and join your conference, or recommend any more panels at your conference. But the overall specter of people within your circles, the people that you have that usually go ahead and attend or speak at your conference, is there any kind of hesitation about the fact that you might have cannabis-related topics on the panels or in the education itself?
So actually, the cannabis session was actually the most demanded one.
Okay.
You're laughing, but that's true. It's really intriguing. People are intrigued. It's yeah, some people say, oh, it's, cannabis, marijuana. But put aside, in business-wise, and these are people who are marketeers, business people, it's intriguing. They understand they can go and make lots of money in the industry. They don't know how to do it yet. And that's why it's so attractive. So like it's all in. People are loving it. And every time we put a cannabis in the morning dough as a title, because something is related, we get a ton of people just going and reading it because it's really interesting.
It's nice to go see that. And I can see where it's nice to know that we've already gotten on the other side of the pendulum when it comes to people now really embracing the idea of seeing cannabis as a very worthwhile profitability. There's a whole opportunity there that obviously I just feel like we're the tech industry, where search marketing, affiliate marketing, there were so many years of some really big conferences that were going on. And you definitely hosted one for Israel for a long time that people would go ahead and make that trip for. And those kind of conferences are gone. Like the big super conferences we used to have here in the States, those are not around for search marketing or affiliate marketing like they used to. And they're all boutique shows now. And I feel like the industry has been saturated for a long time. So this is the time to go ahead and look and explore into other areas. And if cannabis is not perceived now as a fringe area to go into, then that's great. And I think once legalization comes into play here in the States, I think then the door's wide open, and I think a whole lot more people obviously will want to jump in finally once the chains are broken and people can go ahead and make their way in. Then I think that's where the tech industry really comes into play, and they will totally jump into here. A lot of corporate types, Fortune 1000 types, have made their way in, so the leadership has come in. But the technology, the people that can really help build the industry from a number of different things, from infrastructure to, again, advertising to marketing, there's so much more that can be done from the digital side. And that's what tech's waiting on, is for things to open up. So the industry is completely a wide open space for people to jump into. So, Itai, thank you again for being on with us. Really do appreciate it. And, let people know how they can go to reach out to you and connect with you on social media, and how they can also, subscribe to the newsletter. Take a minute to talk to our listeners about what they should know and what they should do to follow along with what you're working on.
So first of all, thank you. Thank you for having me, George. So first of all, very simple. So Morning Dough, morning and dough.com. That's the website. If you register, you get an email. That's my email. You can actually just reply back and I get the emails. I read them. So you can always communicate with me. And definitely you can find me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/itaypaz or Facebook, LinkedIn. It's all the same. ITAYPAZ. If I can help anyone who wants to build something through the internet to the cannabis industry, they need some ideas, some thoughts, maybe help. We're always here. I love to help people and explore the opportunities and, you know, do whatever we can to make it better for everyone. So definitely just go to morningdough.com.
Thank you, Ty. And thank you, folks. Thank you, listeners, for listening in for another edition of Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.